This Saturday is March 4th, and supporters of Donald Trump have planned a series of events across the country to mark the date and show they're behind the beleaguered chief executive. They're calling it March for Trump. While you'd think there wouldn't be much interest in Oregon, much less the Portland metropolitan area, there's a local event planned for Lake Oswego. It's called Oregon's March for Trump, and it's scheduled for noon on Saturday at George Rogers Park. Organizers expect a few hundred people to show up for the pro-Trump rally. At the same time, there are several activist groups organizing a counter-protest, and they're expecting an even larger crowd will be there to voice their opposition to the Trump administration. We're fortunate to have one of the anti-Trump organizers with us now in the studio, Jacob Barreros of Portland's Direct Action Alliance. Jacob, thanks very much for coming into KABU.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Jacob, first, can you tell us a little bit about your group, Direct Action Alliance?
My group, Direct Action Alliance, is actually based out of Portland, and my involvement in this particular one is more in relation to my involvement with Independence for Progressive Action, which is based out of Clackamas. During the last election, when I was working for Dave McTeague, who was primary in Kurt Schrader, and then later on for Ken Humberston, who's the commissioner, we did a lot of work with Independence for Progressive Action, and it became kind of a family in that campaign.
When they were pro-Bernie group, right?
Yes. It was originally Willamette Falls for Bernie Sanders was the name of the group. We poured our heart and soul into getting, you know, Jim Bernard and Ken Humberston and turning Clackamas blue, pretty much.
Now, before we get to the March 4th event, Direct Action Alliance, your group, helped organize a protest earlier today. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned that earlier on the news. It's called Coming Out of the Shadows, and it was at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Building in Portland on McAdam. To set the scene, before we talk a little bit about it, we have some audio from that event, courtesy of KABU reporter Kanan Schlesinger, who was there.
So real quick, Why this action, right? Why we're outside the ICE buildings there, right? Rápidamente, ¿por qué estamos aquí hoy en frente de la oficina de inmigración, verdad? Rápidamente, como varios ustedes saben, por medio del evento de Facebook, pues pusimos información por qué estamos haciendo el evento. As many as you know, through the Facebook event, we announced why we decided to come out of the shadows outside the ICE building. Como ustedes saben, en los últimos años ha habido un ataque contra la comunidad indocumentada, inmigrante y refugiados, ¿verdad? For so many years, there's been such an attack on our communities, our undocumented community, our immigrant community, and our refugee community. Pero basado en que sabemos que inmigración continúa separando las comunidades, queríamos demostrar que como comunidad ya no queremos tener ese miedo, ¿verdad? For the last couple of years, you know, we've been attacked, but also we want to show eyes that we can no longer be, we're not going to be afraid of them. That as a community, we're going to continue to fight back. Are we going to fight back? Woo! Right, we're going to continue to fight back. Y hoy vamos a empezar, rápidamente, mi nombre es Jaime. My name is Jaime. I'm a parent. I'm a mentor. Soy un padre, soy un mentor. I'm a son, I'm a brother, and I'm also a documented immigrant. And definitely, I'm not afraid. No.
Hi, everybody. Well, I first want to acknowledge everyone that is here undocumented, so thank you for being here. Y'all are my inspiration. Hola, hi, I'm Joanna. I'm a person who fights for equity and inclusion. I'm a mentor, a family member, an ally to all of those who are oppressed.
Buenas tardes, soy Luna Flores. Soy un ser humano que quiere vivir en paz, sin muros, sin fronteras. Soy una madre que quiere vivir en este estado donde conocí el amor, donde mi hija nació y donde mi vida está aquí. La mayoría de mis amigos, los que considero mis hermanos, que están aquí y quiero estar aquí con todos ustedes.
Hello, my name is Suli. I am a daughter, a sister, a friend, a mentor, a student, but most importantly, I'm a human being.
Hi everyone, I'm Carla Castañeda. I am undocumented, I am unafraid. I'm an activist, an organizer, and a feminist.
Hello everybody, well, hola a todos, mi nombre es Petrona, my name is Petrona. I am a daughter, a student, a fighter, an activist, a mentor, and most importantly, I am documented, I am legal, regardless of what anyone will ever tell me, I do belong here. Yeah.
environment. I'm a mother, daughter, grandmother, and I'm afraid.
Mi nombre es Juan Manuel Ábalos, soy un hermano, soy un hijo, soy un estudiante, un trabajador y alguien que está peleando por sus derechos y por su comunidad esta tarde. Gracias.
That was audio from cable reporter Kanan Schlesinger, who was at the ICE building earlier today, and you heard some very moving accounts from immigrants at the protest. Jacob, you weren't there, you told me, but your group had a part in organizing it. What was the purpose of the protest?
Well, I just want to clarify as well. We did not have a part in organizing it or anything. What we do is we boost these events because we do work with Voz Hispania Cambio Comunitario, which is based out of Woodburn, and other groups. And this is something that we are very passionate about. And it's something that we definitely use our network to boost. So while I did not take part in planning it, it's something that we endorse very heavily at Direct Action Alliance. And understandably, the purpose of it was, you know, exactly as the title said, to come out of the shadows for too long, the oppressor. Which is ICE. It's basically the Gestapo of modern day. They come and they tear families apart and they take away good people and they ship them back because they crossed imaginary lines that made them illegal human beings. And it's despicable. You know, it goes against the very nature of migration that has been in the human DNA since the very beginning. And
certainly in the US DNA.
Yeah, exactly. And the purpose of the event was to show ICE that we are united, we are a strong front. Today I had my kids and one of them is very ill, so I wasn't able to make it out. But so many people came out to make that statement that no human being is illegal. You know, these undocumented immigrants and documented, which are folks who fall under DACA, have been really living with this fear that at any moment, you know, they could come and get their entire realities kind of flipped upside down by this arbitrary authority that says that they've done something wrong because they don't carry the right papers, something that we saw happen in Germany. Something, you know, it's despicable and it's disgusting and it shouldn't be happening in our country.
Jacob, can you briefly explain DACA for our listeners who might not know?
Yes, DACA is the legislation that was passed by Barack Obama. He's got executive order.
Right.
That basically, if you were brought here as a child, undocumented, that you would be protected, that you wouldn't be shipped off, and it's the law of the land. And we have already seen violations of this take place, and it's ridiculous. So, what DACA is the protection for the Dreamers to keep them in this country. You know, this is the only place that they know. This is their home. They've lived here from whenever they came over. And, you know, it's just ridiculous that even they are being attacked under this legislation. Literally, people who don't know anything else but this land are being shipped to places that they've never seen before, to be with people they've never seen, if they have people. You know, it's really dehumanizing, and it's something that all Americans should be very, very avidly fighting.
And do you know of any future protests planned, immediate future of ICE and the Trump administration's immigration policies?
Yes, there are actually three really important rallies coming up. They're being organized by Voz Cambio Comunitario and Milenio. And the first one is tomorrow, actually, and it's the Latinx rally. And it's to defend DACA. And it's also announcing our state and city demands of our elected officials. And that one is going to be tomorrow at the Terry Shrunk Plaza.
Oh, that's downtown.
Yes, right. It's downtown on Southwest Madison. And that is tomorrow. And we're asking everyone to come out and support us. And on March 6th, there's going to be another one called ICE Out of Oregon Rally. And that one is taking place at the ICE headquarters.
On McAdam.
Exactly. And being put on by the same organizations, Milenio en Voz. And then the next one is going to be on March 7th, the very next day after the one at ICE. And this one's going to be in Hillsboro. And it's at the Civic Center in Hillsboro. And we're asking everyone in Portland, all the allies, to come out and support our neighbors out in Hillsboro who are really being threatened right now. They don't have the same resources, the same protections, you know, or perceived protections that folks, you know, could feel more comfortable about out here in Multnomah County, and they really need our support. So we're standing by those organizations and by these groups, and we're pouring all of our resources into spreading the word about this as well. And we're asking all of our supporters to go out and support these events. We will be there to hold hands and stand shoulder to shoulder with our neighbors and our friends.
Oh, thanks for letting us know about that.
Yeah.
I want to get to Saturday's March for Trump and the counter-protest. You're kind of doing double duty for us
no worries.
Right now. What is March for Trump for maybe listeners who haven't heard about it yet?
March for Trump is this nationwide call for supporters of Trump to march.
On March 4th.
Yes, it's a very, you know, very simple instructions. They work well. And so the only one that is being planned in Oregon is being planned in Lake Oswego. And it's given Lake Oswego a really bad rep. And folks in Lake Oswego, including Grassroots Impact and Independence for Progressive Action, who are organizations who are planning this, decided that you know, this isn't the image that people should have of Lake Oswego. It shouldn't be of these folks who are supporting a bigot, a xenophobe, and, you know, all the words that we can put in front of
and even a few words we can't say.
Yes,
right now,
exactly. And so that's not the image that people should have of Lake Oswego. Lake Oswego is a progressive community, and we have so many allies out in Lake O who I know personally who have come out and supported us out here in Portland, and we're going to go out and be their allies this time. They've been our allies. We're going to go be their allies and help them create the vision of Lake Oswego that Lake Oswego should have, which is of a loving community that is inclusive, that does not represent the things that Donald Trump represents. And it's a very generous community. I've seen firsthand during the winter crisis that we were having here. So many folks out in Clackamas came out and gave their time and helped with the houseless population that we have here in Portland. Tim Howers, this German immigrant, oddly enough, who put in so much work helping us out. He lives out in Oregon City. And, you know, Clackamas has really showed up for us in the past, and we want to show up for Clackamas and Lake Oswego specifically and help them create the vision for the city that it deserves.
From the other side, do you know who's organizing the March for Trump in Lake Oswego?
Well, the gentleman who owns the computer store in Lake Oswego, who we've all been reading about, Kevin the Racist, I like to call him.
Kevin Kerwin,
yes.
That's his given name.
Yes. He was one of the organizers. He's been in the news lately because of extremely disgusting slurs that he's and names that he's been using on Facebook and on social media. He is a proud racist and bigot, and he was helping organize this, which is part of the strong response. He did drop out because the other organizers said that they didn't support his use of language, which they support Trump's use of language, which isn't much better. So.
Yeah, interesting. I guess they have kind of a line they won't
yes.
cross there. But you mentioned that's actually breaking news. It happened within the last 2 or 3 hours. Kevin Kerwin, who was one of the co-organizers, as you mentioned, pulled out what's being reported as a disagreement with another organizer, and her name's Carol Leak. I got to read the statement that Kerwin gave us. And this is a quote. I'm pulling my support for the March for Trump. The event organizers have gone down a path I can't agree to. Good luck, everyone. I'm not a slave to tyranny, but the organizers are. Can't go there.
Yes.
So that was his statement, at least. Now, the March for Trump organizers, at least what's left of them, they're expecting several hundred people. How many counter-protesters are you expecting?
We are definitely expecting a large number of folks. probably between 500 to 1,000, maybe more. We have strong support from different groups out in Clackamas. We've got some speakers who are coming out from different areas. Elected representatives are going to be there to speak. A strong and amazing advocate out in Lake Oswego, John Gustafson, who ran for mayor in the last election. He's going to be speaking. We're also going to be hearing from Ann Leninger from, let me think real quick. We've got our new... Oh, yes, our new Clackamas County Commissioner, who actually just got hired, and we're very excited to welcome her down. Her name is, let me see here, Sonia Fisher, and she just got appointed by Ken Humberston and Martha Schrader, who's also going to be there speaking, and it's going to be a really good time. They're there to show their support. They're all very strong advocates, and we're excited to have them. And yeah, so we're going to be expecting a pretty large turnout. We're trying to get some taco trucks down there. We're not sure about the logistics, but it's
just
always...
Just to kind of tweak the noses of the Trump supporters.
Yeah, taco carts everywhere, even in Lake Oswego. It'll be quite the sight for them.
Now, you and I talked before you came on, how you planned it so that it wouldn't be a direct confrontation between the anti-Trump protesters mm-hmm. and the March for Trump protesters or rally.
Yeah.
Participants.
Yeah. So as it stands, Lake Oswego doesn't necessarily have permits or any very many rules regarding protesting out there. So there's kind of a plethora of ways that we could have done this. But we feel like the strongest impact that we can have is by showing our numbers, you know, and instead of walking with them and letting them dictate how the day goes, we're going to be the story of the day is this huge group, this wall of people that is going to occupy their entire route. And as they walk along, they are going to see signs that declare that Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives do matter. They are going to see signs that declare that we support immigrants and refugees and that we happily welcome them into our communities, because we do. They're going to see Mexican flags, because we do support our neighbors to the south. They're going to see rainbow colors, and they're going to see so much love, because that is what Lake Oswego stands for, and that is what Lake Oswego residents and businesses support and welcome. And, you know, Kevin does not represent all Lake Oswego business owners.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, and his kind is not, you know, people like him don't represent the vast, vast majority of residents of Laco. Only 27% of Lake Oswego voted for Donald Trump, which is, you know, it's a very small number of folks. And that is not what Lake Oswego represents. And we're going to go out there to, you know, declare in a very loud voice that, you know, Lake Oswego is a welcoming, loving community. And we are going to let them see that for their entire route, so they know what we stand for and how strong we stand.
Now, I have a quote from organizer of one of the counter-protest groups, Allison Renz of Women in Action Northwest. Mm-hmm. She said something similar. She says, "Our mission is not to meet hate with hate, but to meet hate with love." And that seems to be a common objective of the groups involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. We don't want them, you know, we don't want the story of the day to be that these idiots decided to, you know, support their idiot master. And I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude. It's just, but you know, the story of the day shouldn't be that they dictated what happened. They want the news to show that we are the ones being intolerant, not them, because they like to point fingers and they like to use our own rhetoric against us. And it's something the right has done for very long, and people buy into it a lot, and we're not going to allow them to have that. The story of the day is going to be that instead of a small band of hateful people, there was a wall of love that came to greet them and strongly declare that Lake Oswego is a welcoming and loving community and does not support Donald Trump or his ideals or what he stands for.
Oh, Jacob, I have just two more questions, mm-hmm. Both fairly short. I looked at the March for Trump website, and there's only one other event scheduled in Oregon on Saturday. That's in Hood River at noon.
Oh.
Are you, I was going to ask you if you're aware of any counter-protest planned for the Hood River rally.
I was not aware of that rally. Now that I am aware, I hope that there will be a counter-protest, and I will, you know, try to be looking into folks out there. And, you know, this isn't really a counter-protest, what we're doing. It's more of a parade of love. It's a wall of love. It's not, we're not going to be there to, you know, protest their protesting. They're more than welcome to protest. We're going to be there to drown them out and drown out the stupidity that they're spewing.
And just one last question. Cable listeners who are interested in attending, how can they find out more information and participate if they so choose?
Yes, the event is called Stand for Love. That is also the name of the group, and it's out in Lake Oswego. You can also go on to our page, Direct Action Alliance, or visit our website. All the information will be on there. And again, Independence for Progressive Action is the other group that's putting this on, along with Grassroots Impact. And you can also get information from their groups on Facebook.
Jacob, thanks very much for coming into KABU. We've been talking live in the KABU studios with Jacob Barreros of Portland's Direct Action Alliance, one of several organizers of a counter-protest against this Saturday's March 4th Trump rally in Lake Oswego. The rally and the counter-protest take place at noon in George Rogers Park. This is Ken Jones for KABU's News in Depth.